one of the most successful new product launches in the consumer packaged goods world in recent years has been Sargento's ultra-thin sliced cheese. Right? Massively successful and fast-growing. And why in the world would that be? I mean, they already had sliced cheese, and it just kind of slicing a little thinner, really? And here's the importance. One is, how did they discover the insight that led to the initiative? And the insight that they discovered or uncovered was found with a sample size of one, that the insights that power successful innovations look a lot more like stories than they do like statistics. It's much better to have 10,000 data points on a sample size of 10 than 10 data points on a sample size of 1,000. And so they collected stories about people struggling to make sandwiches each morning. And one of the things that they found was, cheapers. I love having cheese on my sandwich each morning, but I'm not crazy about the fat and the calories. And so I tell you, if I'm being honest, I do some kind of crazy thing. Sometimes I'll rip up the cheese and put it in little tiny pieces, and I'll sort of dot it around the sandwich. So maybe I use a little bit less. And that's kind of a, no pun intended, crummy solution. I get some bites that have no cheese in it, and it doesn't have quite the same texture, and my sandwich sort of falls apart, and I don't quite get the sandwich experience I want. So other days, what I'll say is, you know what? I'll skip the chips, but I really like having the chips with my sandwich, and not having a chip just makes it feel like more like a snack. And so here's the deal. Today I'll have the cheese I love and the chips, but tomorrow I'm going to be really good. In any event, fast forward down this story, what you see is people having these debates with themselves about their morning sandwich making, and it reveals this rich narrative of a consumer in a circumstance struggling to make progress. And once you uncover that story and reveal their desired progress, it becomes very, very clear what the job spec, in other words, what's the value code at the core of that circumstance that particular person is using to weigh options and make trade-offs. It's very clear what that job spec is, and therefore quite clear what the dimensions of benefits are. Back to your initial point of all the different notes and chords we can play. It's not just one note. There's lots of different things that we can do and levers we can pull to perfectly perform the job to be done that enables that desired experience and the progress in the lives of our consumers.